Debate lasted more than 12 hours, but shortly after midnight, senators were ready to vote on the 2014-2015 state budget. It passed by a vote of 17-16, with Republican Dale Schultz of Richland Center joining all Democrats in opposition. WUWM's LaToya Dennis kept an eye on the debate throughout yesterday and is here this morning. Good morning, LaToya.
Hi, Bob.
Well, I'm guessing it's safe to say that the budget was controversial?
That's definitely putting it nicely, but let's start with the not-so-controversial changes. The $68 billion budget is the exact same version passed by the Assembly a couple of days ago. It includes an income tax cut of around $651 million. That equates to around $150 for the average family. Tuition throughout the UW system would be frozen, and it ups K-12 spending by $150 per student.
Well, let's focus on some of what lawmakers disliked here.
Well, for one, the state will not move forward with the Medicaid expansion called for under the Affordable Health Care Law, which the federal government would have fully funded in the beginning. Instead, nearly 90,000 people will be moved into the insurance exchange market. Now, it should be mentioned that the state has declined to set up that marketplace, so it's being handled by the federal government. Democratic Senator John Erpenbach says not taking the federal money will leave people behind.
These are people at 28 $32,000, $35,000, $40,000 a year, living on the edge, supplementing their income with a second or perhaps a third job just to try and make ends meet. This budget doesn't do anything for them. In fact, this budget takes away from them. Some of these people are going to lose their health benefits.
LaToya, you mentioned a few education changes earlier. What about the proposed voucher expansion?
Well, it's included in the budget that passed early this morning, and it's a statewide voucher expansion. The governor had originally asked for, you know, just nine areas, but lawmakers did include the entire state. Senator Tim Cullen says that voucher schools will not fix the problem of low-performing students. He says it's not an issue of bad schools, but lack of parenting.
It is far too easy to be a father, much more work to be a dad. Far too easy to be a mother, much more work and love to be a mom. And that's what's the problem in the school systems of today, and the vouchers won't fix it.
But Republican Alberta Darling says the expansion of the voucher program is about nothing more than choice.
We've done this for 20 years, and I still can't believe that we keep having this discussion. We have done a lot. The charter schools, the choice schools, will have to go with the report card. They have to take public testing. They have to be accredited. What I don't want to get into is a discussion of parents who really care about their kids and really feel like they're in very bad situations to say that we as legislators are driven by this money being thrown at us to do this choice program. That is absolutely wrong, and I resent that.
LaToya, can you quickly give us a rundown of what else is in the budget?
Yes. For the first time since 1979, bounty hunters will be allowed in the state, although only in five counties in southeastern Wisconsin. Residency rules would be eased so that teachers and other government workers no longer have to live within city limits. The local government could require first responders to live within 15 miles. And finally, the governor's administration would have the power to sell state property. Just after the budget passed, Governor Walker did release a statement saying he's proud of the work that's been done and that the budget invests in Wisconsin's priorities. It now awaits his signature.
All right. Thanks, LaToya.
Thank you.
LaToya Dennis with us in the studio this morning for a recap of the state budget that passed at a minute past 12 midnight last evening.